A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away. Episode 23. While the crew of the Tenth Sparrow was busy taking down the Sirocco gang on Nar Shaddaa, Verbok the Hutt received a distress signal from another one of his teams. Upon returning from the Sirocco hangout, Verbok sent the crew to Tartaglia, a decimated and forgotten planet once rumored to hold the legendary Nova Vaults. After dealing with some local pirates, the crew tracked the distress signal and land their ship near an entrance into the planet's crust.
Right across from where you land is their ship.
I'll go ahead and keep my weapons drawn while we're headed over to the ship, I guess, just in case.
Let's stay frosty, boys. And Queen, Your Majesty.
I'm gonna lead the way into the ship.
Okay, so you guys head over to the other ship.
So when the ship door opens, I yell real loud,
"Hey, everybody on the ship! I'm the Queen of Naboo."
There's no response. You guys go up the ramp and like the boarding ramp and the doors open. You can tell that no one has been there for a while. Like, it has that, like, musty, just kind of, like, closed off feel.
Like, when you have the ship active?
It's on, like, reserve power. It's not, like, on.
Can we look at logs or anything?
Yeah. I was going to ask that.
Got used computer or
it's
mechanics?
Like, it's a fully functional ship. It's just
nobody's
been there, so it's not, like, necessarily on and, like,
fully operational.
Yeah.
As a 22.
Okay. So you kind of get the ship powered up, and you are able to access the logs.
It's Linux.
You can see that the distress signal is being routed through the ship, so it's not actually coming from the ship.
Oh.
Do we have a location of where it's originated from?
You can tell that it's coming from within the cave.
So we got to go deep.
I suggest to everybody that we leave the ship and go deep into the mountain.
All right.
Crater or whatever this is.
Yes, your queen?
Aye, your majesty.
I'm going to make sure before we go into the cave that have some like some of our extra food from the ship on me.
You guys get off the ship and you kind of start headed towards the opening of the cave. You're passing by all their like tents and stuff that are set up, and you can see that it's clearly stuff that they've pulled out of the cave. It looks like a lot of like kind of ruins and stuff. It's like all ornate stuff, just carvings and
decoratives
and stuff. Nothing super fancy or anything that catches your eye. You just see that it's clearly old. So, you rolled a 16 on a galactic lore. Is that what you're looking for? Just, like, what it was?
Fauna, animals, who might...
This planet is barren.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
There's nothing.
Are there tracks?
You can see that people have been in and out of this cave entrance. In, like, the kind of dust and rubble that is, like, the ground, there's a lot of traffic of in and out of this.
Can I try a survival check to try and see how many pairs of boots have gone in and out?
Sure.
24?
Yeah. A lot of the boots are very similar, but you can see the different sizes and stuff. You estimate there's probably about 20 to 30 people in and out of this cave entrance.
I'm going to ask out loud.
Hey, guys, how many people were here supposed to be here trying to find?
Yes.
Yep.
Yep. A crew. A crew's worth.
Can we check the logs to see how many on that other ship?
I'm on it.
I'll run back to the ship.
I'm going.
It's 13.
You're unable to find the...
Find Minesweeper.
Yeah. You're unable to find
the... Hey, PN15, could you check the ship's logs for how many people were on the ship?
Sure thing.
You look at the manifesto manifesto of the ship. They're here to dig. Fuck the government. No, but... The manifest shows that there is supposed to be a team of 26.
Cool, let's keep heading that way.
All right. So you guys enter I keep calling it a cave, but it's just into a tunnel. Yeah. So you guys enter through the mouth of that. And when you travel in about 30, 40 yards, you see that, like, it eventually goes from just being, like, rubble and stuff where they have dug through, and suddenly you're in, like a hallway.
Yeah.
And you guys have stumbled across what they have found, which is part of the labyrinth system to the Nova Vaults.
So I'm going to, like, lift my visor up and yell,
"Hey, everybody in the hallway.
Hey, everybody in the hallway.
I'm the Queen of Naboo. I'm the Queen
of Naboo." Hear it echo a couple of times.
And then we all get sniped.
Yeah, and then everyone gets headshotted.
I pull the visor back down.
Yeah, okay. Honestly, hey, until we... Your Majesty.
Oh, sorry?
Until we meet anybody, you might just not go ahead and yell out into the darkness.
Yeah, I mean, but I might meet these people, so I better let them know.
They might be hiding.
Fair
That's
point.
Fair.
I was wrong to question your royalty.
I gotta let them know.
You can see down the hallway, not too far, about like 15, 20 feet, there's like lighting that they have clearly mounted to the walls themselves because the lights for the hallway are not working.
Mm. So y'all are walking down the first hallway. Should I give them any sort of preface for this?
Well, yeah. Okay. So who has played?
Betrayal. House on the
Hill.
Yeah.
So the way this is going to work out was
kind of discovering room after room after room.
Yeah.
Oh, beans.
Sort of like a create your own adventure.
Yep. It was a create your own adventure map
with a deck of rooms.
So yep. I got a fresh diaper for this.
So spooky. He will be drawing what on the map what you guys come across. So,
this is awesome.
All right, boys. In what order are y'all going to descend into darkness?
So it's only wide enough to fit one person, like a single file line?
Single file.
So Mark's going to lead us, and I'll be behind Mark.
All right, who's going to be behind Sawbone?
I'll go. Oh, sorry. You know what? This time I'm going to ride on your back.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm gonna scamper up onto Kel D-Bag's back.
He's okay. On my back.
I need to be in front of them. If
okay, you want them to bring up the rear?
Back.
It's a good call.
All right, you guys are making your way down the hall.
Mark and Ed Sawbone.
Okay.
Make perception checks.
31.
26.
You notice a discoloration in the floor ahead of you.
Ooh.
It appears to be a pressure plate.
I will go ahead and walk over that and not touch it.
Okay. Someone with a mechanics check can attempt to disarm it once they get to it. So Mark will step over. Sawbone, you're up.
24.
All right, that's successful. You successfully disarm the pressure plate. All right, y'all continue. Give me new perception checks, boys.
25.
Right. 26.
That's a 26? Okay.
Nice.
As y'all are moving along, you notice a similarly discolored piece of stone on the floor, and it's another pressure plate.
I will go ahead and do the same thing and jump over it.
22 mechanics to disable the pressure plate.
That is successful. Yep. All right, give me those perceptions.
You know what's up.
21.
36.
36? Okay. You notice another pressure plate. Give me a mechanics to disarm.
23.
That is successful.
Nice.
Who designed this hallway? Stupid snake.
Uh-oh.
Oh, not you. Oh, I'm talking about the people who created this hallway.
You son of a bitch.
I rolled an 18 for perception.
18 perception. Ed, give me a perception.
35.
All right, luckily Ed noticed it.
So Mark almost stepped on it and Sawbone went, no. 24. Queen
24
B. Mechanics. Good to go. So y'all have made it through that hallway, and y'all are moving into the next area.
Okay.
Hey, did you guys all see the Queen of Naboo disable all those traps?
Yeah, it was great.
Great job, Queen.
As y'all are coming to this next room, you begin to hear a rhythmic thumping and crashing. Perception check?
24.
30.
Okay, yeah, that's good. In the room ahead of you is a series of mashers. So you've got mashers coming from side to side and coming down. Everybody's seen Galaxy Quest, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of like
go
that.
Go now.
So.
I got this.
Yeah, I was going to say, who's the most acrobatic amongst you?
I don't know. I'm pretty
Kale's
acrobatic.
Pretty acrobatic.
Either one of y'all are more than good to try.
Hey, so we'll let Chubb Rub do the acrobatics.
Okay.
Can I acrobatics or can I jump?
I would say acrobatics.
Acrobatics? All right.
All right, remember, and I hand him one of a treat from my pocket. You get more Scooby snacks if you make this.
I'm going to spend a force point so I don't get turned into Ewok jelly.
Okay.
Which would be totally appropriate. here we go. That's a 30.
That's what you needed.
Oh.
So, yeah, you tumble and bounce and calculate your way through.
No.
He's just like a yeah, like a little ninja just bouncing through. At the end, you see a lever. What do you do?
I pull the lever carefully. Okay.
You daintily and slowly pull the lever, and it stops the smashers from smashing. So y'all can pass through unscathed.
I turn around and do a little bow.
I get really jealous, and I just roll.
You stub your toe.
Ow!
Careful.
I walk so perfectly through it,
yeah.
Just like the Queen of Naboo would.
Yeah, so y'all get through the room, and you come to another corridor. So y'all are continuing, and yeah, stop there. Give me perception checks.
What is that, 18?
26.
All right, you notice a pressure plate in front of you.
32.
Okay, good to go. Yeah, you disarmed it. Y'all exit that hallway, and you come to an empty room. Everybody can make a perception check on this room.
11.
30 with a chub rub.
You notice at the stone right in front of the exit to this room is a pressure plate.
Oh, no.
Wait, there's this whole room and all there is a pressure plate?
That's all you saw. Somebody gives me a mechanics check.
Nat 20.
All right, I got a 12.
I got a 31.
31 is successful in disarming that shit.
He also got a nat 20, so...
Oh, well then, yeah. You were just like, fuck this. Handled. Perception checks from the front two.
28.
Ooh, it's a 9.
It's not seeing shit. Yeah. Thank God you got Sawbomb
right
behind
you. Jedi can't sense shit.
Okay, as you're walking down the hall, you see a sort of dilapidated turret hanging out of the ceiling. It looks like it's been just rusted away and just like sort of dangling out of the ceiling. And then as y'all move along further, you come to a corner and then it quickly turns back the other direction.
Jesus.
Oh, this wall has teeth.
And yeah, there are rusted blades sticking out of the wall.
I've got an 11, but how do I not see that?
Yeah. Yo, no, everyone sees that. Oh, you just have to walk gingerly to not cut yourself.
Oh,
looks like these traps have long been tripped and are just dilapidated.
So we make it through?
Yeah.
Okay.
Chebrov just kind of like, it's all above his head.
Yeah, you don't even have to, you just walk and it's just, because it's at like shoulder height for a normal person.
Yeah.
I'm kind of winded, so I just crawl.
Y'all walk into a room. It's an empty room. The door snaps shut behind you. The exit on the other side also closes. Four turrets drop down from each of the corners of this room. Okay, initiative.
I got a 33.
21.
23.
30.
23.
Ross, you go first.
Sweet. I'm going to persuade the turret to stop shooting.
Stop it.
I have a lot of other options.
I rolled a 33. Please stop shooting at me, Mr. Turret.
It is not sentient. It's just sort of an automated turret.
Well, what are you going to do?
Oh, true that. Is that your turn?
Yeah.
Okay. Sawbone?
Before I decide to attack. I look at the turrets, all four of them, and go,
I'm the Queen of Naboo.
Not in my house.
They are not sentient, so...
So then I take aim and use Deadeye and shoot that turret.
What I perceive right to be right its
the
face. Okay.
Right in the turret's face.
So like in the barrel, I guess? Okay.
26.
That's a hit.
32 damage.
32 damage. Which one did you shoot?
The top right one.
Yeah, you blast it off the fucking ceiling, and it just hits the ground, and just a pile of metal
Alright, Chub Rub.
I'm going to hurl an ion grenade. Ooh. At the one in the corner where it's farthest from everyone, so don't blast ourselves.
Okay.
That's a 28.
That's a hit.
12 ion damages.
12 ion damages. It is shocked, and it starts smoking a little bit, but it is still pivoting. Mark and Obi.
I am igniting my saber.
Do it, do it.
And I'm going to swing at the turret above me.
Okay. Take a swing.
That is a critical failure.
One. Ouch.
It's a big whiff.
So that's a serious whiff.
Hey, hey, guys. It's really tall.
Caleb, it's your turn.
Of course it is. I'm going to instinctively, like, step in front because I'm kind of over here. I'm going to, right? There's one right here by me. Not today. Not my house. I'm going to instinctively, like, protect Willy a little bit. Kind of get in front of the, yeah. I'm going to aim at that bad boy. That is a 20.
That's a hit.
Yeah.
Roll damage.
19.
19.
Own that roll. All
right. You blast it. You take off the protective plating from the bottom of it, but it is still active.
Damn it.
Willie?
What?
It's your turn.
Oh, okay.
If you want to do something.
You should shoot that needler at it.
You shooting the one that Kale Dubbers. Shot at? Okay. What was your attack roll?
A 19.
That's a hit.
4.
Okay, so you fire your needler, and the round goes straight up the barrel, and the thing explodes.
Hey!
Get the hell out
nice
of here.
Nice shot, Willy.
And then I look over at Willy and say, hey, you need more ammo ordered?
That's the only shot he's fired from that gun. He still has a pallet.
Well, but to be fair, all of that ammo is in the vault of the casino. I'm not with you guys.
That's true. All right, good shit. Next is Sawbone. Yeah.
The one that's smoking, I turn and take aim and use that and shoot it.
Okay.
Right in the face. 25.
That's a hit.
25.
Yeah, you blow that fucker off the ceiling. It's fucked. Chubra.
I'll blue ball the one that's left.
Okay.
32 to blue ball.
That's a hit.
12 points of damage.
You do some damage, it spins around, but it's still good. Mark, let's see it.
I'm going to do it this time. 15.
Hey, that's a hit.
That's a hit.
Not bad.
Rolling damage. 27.
Yeah, you slice it right off the ceiling.
Nice work, Mark.
And it's done. Everybody give me a perception check.
32.
Shit, yeah, nobody else needs to roll. You notice to the right of the door, there is a small panel that slides over, and there's a button behind it. Push the button, the door is open. You come to a long hallway.
Since it's such a long hall, I just go,
I'm the queen of Naboo!
And
you're an idiot.
It spits you out into a room.
So are we walking in, or are we just at the entrance?
Yeah, walk on in.
Perception. I don't want the doors to shut.
Yeah, roll perception. Again. Everybody can roll perception.
32.
22.
Dirty 30.
24.
Nobody sees anything, but as the last person enters the room, the doors slide shut. And
what about sticking my
the walls begin to close in on you.
Oh, God. Oh,
shit.
Oh, beans.
What are y'all doing?
Panicking.
Can I perception to see if there's like a switch on the wall?
Yes, or you can all make perceptions.
Another 24.
29.
29 as well.
35.
19.
35. Good job. That is exactly what you needed.
Damn.
Towards the center of the room,
pressure plate?
You notice 4 pressure plates.
Oh, shit.
Ross, give me a galactic lore.
18.
Yeah, you know to at least try to stand on the pressure plates. So
I know we should at least try to stand on them.
At the same time, though.
All four of us.
At the same time.
I hate this. Yep. I hate this.
Chubrub, get off of a pressure plate.
Chubrub's not heavy enough.
You're not heavy enough.
I start jumping up and down.
And I just pick him up.
Wait, are y'all
Willy,
all
would
standing
you mind
on
stepping
ones?
On a pressure plate?
Yeah, I'm on a pressure plate.
I'm holding Chubrub like a baby.
Get over your claustrophobia. Get over here.
The walls are getting closer. Yeah.
Get over here.
Hey, stand on the pressure plate now. They've made it 2 yards in.
I rolled a 32 to persuade him to get on.
That's better.
As soon as Kale steps on his pressure plate, all three of them sink in and click, and the walls stop closing in, and the doors open.
I still am going to continue holding Chubrub like a baby in my arms.
I start kind of purring.
That's fine, I guess.
Sure, console him.
And I've got like a backpack and like pockets full of crap.
So are y'all continuing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let me out of this room.
Y'all go through the doorway and y'all immediately come to another room of about that size, but half of it is caved in, and so the whole room is rough terrain. After that room that's collapsed, y'all walk through the doorway and you come to a large room. Give me perception checks.
I got a 19.
26.
23.
Oh, to 30.
30.
35.
Yeah, y'all are walking in. You don't see any traps or anything, but you do notice like half a dozen old dead bodies. As Kale, with Chubrub on his back, are entering the room, the door slams shut behind you.
God, I wish that would stop happening.
As well as on the other side, and doors in the side walls open up, and some security droids come out. They're kind of old and clunky looking. Doug was saying he imagined them sort of like the Rakata security droids in the Star Wars The Old Republic. I was picturing them more like the Dwemer automatons in Skyrim.
That's what I was, when you said totally with the ball bottom.
The ball bottom, and they're just sort of chunky and rusty looking.
Okay.
Yeah.
Six of those, and then two of them sort of look like almost like big crab things, but no claws, blasters. You can think like a big, old, outdated version of a droidica. Three droids coming from either side, and the two biggins are coming from the back wall. Roll initiative, y'all.
Hey, everyone, and thank you so much for listening. I realize that this is a short episode. You guys haven't gotten there yet, but there's a very specific way I wanted this episode to end. So while I was editing, you know, when I got there, I was like, that's the end of this episode. And then as, you know, the editing process goes on and you're at like 2 hours worth of audio and you get it cut down to 37 minutes, that's kind of what it's at. Obviously, it's a little bit longer now once you add in this part and the beginning and all that fun stuff. But, it's just, there's a very, again, for the sake of the story, there's a place I wanted to end it, and I think it's a good spot to kind of, not necessarily a cliffhanger, but, you know, to leave you guys for the next episode. Just want to say a huge thank you to the Adventure Zone. They did a Jumbotron for our show a couple weeks ago, and it has been phenomenal. So if you are finding us through the Adventure Zone, thank you so much for checking us out. We hope you guys are enjoying the show. As always, you know, you can contact us on like Twitter and Facebook and all that stuff. On Twitter, you can find us at 8bit_saga. We try to respond to everyone that tweets at us. You know, we like hearing from everyone. It's a lot of fun. If you use the hashtag 8bitsaga, we'll try to name a character after you. Because of the Adventure Zone and all these like new listeners, we do have a lot of people that want characters named after them. So the list is growing, and it was already pretty big to begin with, so we'll get there. We're about to introduce three more characters, I think, in the next episode that are named after listeners, so be prepared for that, because I just can't talk today, apparently. You can also find us on Facebook at The 8-Bit Geek, where, you know, you'll find us posting about all of our shows such as divas, drop kicks, and dives if you're a fan of the wrestling. Brainberry tarts if you want to listen to some sage advice from two or three wonderful ladies. I guess it depends on the week. I need to get caught up and find out if Rain is still on the show. Rain, are you still on the show? Someone let me know. Is Rain? Is she still part? I don't. I'll find out. And then Garbage Day. If you like garbage, I guess. It's like a sketch comedy. And it's Jer, or Mark Kenobi, and Little Stevie, making jokes about things, I guess. So go check out all those shows, please, and show them their love. You can also hit us up on Discord, which you can find the link on our website, theabiggeek.com. And you can come talk to us about this show and our other shows and just meet a whole bunch of people. I think we've got like 400-something people up on our Discord now. People just chatting all day, just talking about video games and movies and TV and Urban Dictionary and just a whole bunch of just stupid stuff. It's a place. Oh, it's crazy. But you may find some new friends over there to play video games with and talk about stuff. We also have a bunch of like different like chat rooms and stuff for all the different shows and, you know, so you can just talk to Saga listeners if you want. We have some new shirts. We have some newish shirts. There we go. Like the Sawbone shirt, which I posted it on Twitter. If you haven't seen, the shirt came out a couple weeks ago, but there was a like an Easter egg to this episode and a little bit of the one before. If you look very closely at Sawbone's gun, it says Queen and Naboo. So that was really fun. So there's a Sawbone shirt, there's a Sarlacc Money Pit shirt, and there's a Kenobi Burger food truck shirt as well. We do have some more that are in the works that should be coming out soon. So keep an eye out for that. You can find our shirts at 8biggeek.threadless.com. And again, there's shirts for all of our other shows as well. So, you know, if you like other shows, you can go support them that way as well. Another way to help support the show is to visit our Patreon, patreon.com/8bitgeek. We don't make money off of advertising and stuff, and I don't know if we could on this show just because of Star Wars. You know, it's Disney, and they might not want us making money off of it. But you can donate to the network and help make these shows possible, you know, and help pay for bandwidth on the website and hosting for the shows and all that fun stuff. And the artist who does our t-shirts, you know. So what else? I think that's really about it. Anyways, thank you so much for listening to the show. It means the world to me that you guys are taking the time to check out our show and listen to it. And for those that have been like getting caught up, you know, those that came from the Adventure Zone, I know that this is a little bit different than their show. They were a huge inspiration for all of this. This and Harmon Quest, I think, are the two things that we were watching and listening to. And, you know, we were like, oh man, we could do this. We played D&D. We could do this. And I don't know. It's been a fuck ton of fun. It's been so much fun. And I'm so glad that people are enjoying it. Anyway, yeah. So that's it. I'm going to shut up now. Let's get back to it. Let's see. The guys are about to fight some robots. Some robots. So let's go find out. Let's see. I wonder how they're going to do. Let's go take a listen.
All right, Willie, what's yours?
15. 27.
30.
26.
A big old 15.
All righty then.
Now that initiative is over, I announce to the entire room that I am the Queen of Naboo and that they should all put their weapons down.
So, Chub Rub, take it away.
I'm going to crack my knuckles, and then I'm going to force grab one of those robots. I'm going to move object one of them robots into the other robot.
Which one?
The one closest to me to the one next to him.
Perfect.
Okay, that is a 22.
Okay.
That's 4d6 to the both of them.
Okay. Yowza.
Oh, God, that's crap.
That's bad.
Nine damage. Nine damages.
Nice.
Huh. I'm going to keep my grip on him continuously.
It is Kale.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
I don't know, but whatever it is, gonna reroll. I'm gonna go ahead and shoot at that boy across the room.
Okay,
right in his face. 11 for the first shot.
That's a miss.
21.
21. That's a hit.
11. 11 damage to one of these droids.
Next up is Sawbone.
I'm gonna take aim and use Deadeye and shoot that droid right in the face.
Okie dokie.
One of the larger droids?
Yeah.
26.
That's a hit.
18 damage.
Next up, the droid in the back right corner there with the cape. Ross, if you would move him up two. Caleb, move him up two. That works. And he is going to fire upon Mark Anobi. What's your reflex again?
18.
It's an 18?
Uh-huh.
Okay, he misses you. Next up is the droidica dude on the left. He is going to fire at Kale.
Yeah.
Who attacked him.
Yeah, I was about to say, it only makes sense.
He hits you. 6 damage.
Ouch!
For fuck's sake.
Right in my paunch.
Would have missed me otherwise.
Next up is Willy.
All right. So, all Sawt Gambit, one of them with... one of us.
Who? Pick your poison.
The Queen of Naboo gets to take the shot. We do initiative, right, B?
Yeah. Yes.
22.
You win.
That is 17.
17 hits.
22.
Oh, nice. Yeah, you blast his rusty dome off.
And I go.
That was the Queen of Naboo.
Mark Anobi.
Okay. And I will go ahead and power attack.
Okay.
26.
26 hits.
Oh, damn. All right. That will be 27 damage.
27 damage. Yeah, you run up on that dude and you just slice him right in half.
As I slice him, I say,
"For the queen."
Okay. That's Marky, though. That's
Marky. Really wanted to sound like that. Oh, sure. And I look back at it. That was me acting.
The other droidica is going to fire upon Sawbone. Does a 21 hit you?
No. Aww.
Yeah,
it's a
reflex.
23.
Nice.
Damn.
Okay. Next up is the guy that got smashed on. He's gonna stand up and and fire upon Chubra. He misses hard. And then the droid on the other side is going to attack at Willy Rowe. It does not hit you. Last and least is that other guy. He's gonna attack on Mark. He hits you.
What? Deflect.
Yeah, roll a deflect.
That would be a 26.
God, yeah, you deflect it. New round, Chub Rub.
I still have hold of the shell of the one that got headshotted.
Uh-huh.
So I'm just going to slam it back down onto the one that I hit before.
Okay.
Nat 20, get all my force powers back.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Nice.
What is that check?
That check is a 36.
Yowza. What is that, 8d6?
That's 10d6.
10d6.
40 points of damage.
Nice. Damn. That's fucking overkill. They're flattened. Okay.
Yeah.
Kale.
I'm going to shoot this guy across the way here because if I hit him, I also have, I forgot that I have keen shot. Collateral damage.
Yes.
Yeah, collateral damage allows me to hit somebody that up to 2 squares away at like a -2. Yeah, that's a 24.
That's a hit.
Nice. Should I go ahead and roll the second shot?
Why not?
It's a 12.
Oh, shit. A 12 is a hit.
12 is a hit?
Yeah.
Awesome. That's 21 damage for the first shot.
That first shot bores a hole straight through that motherfucker's chest.
Yeah.
And he hits the dirt.
Where I imagine droid balls to be.
In the chest?
Yep. So I neutered him.
And then...
And then do you also do full damage to his neighbor?
If the attack hits, you deal half the original attack's damage to that target.
Okay.
So I did about 11 damage or 10 damage to the other one, if it's 21, right?
Not bad.
Yeah.
Not bad.
10 damage to your stupid friend. Oh, Chubrum's got a murder boner. Way too high on my back. This is weird. Are you upside down? What?
The big guy still alive, B?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Most alive.
The Queen of Naboo is going to take him and use that on and shoot the
Thank you for clarifying. I was real confused for a second.
31.
Ooh,
that's a hit.
28 damage.
28 damage. Ooh, took him down on the condition track, too. Ooh. Next up is that droid with the cape.
Punk ass.
Punk ass droid. He's going to shoot back at you. All right, that guy misses you, Caleb. Really?
So I'm going to run to here. Run to the middle and then do the assault gambit with the Sawbone and the dude wearing purple over there.
Okay.
23.
Yeah, you win.
Nice. Nat 20 on the hit.
Fuck.
Oh.
So that's a crit.
That's double damage.
That's double damage.
Pretty critty, bang, bang.
Roll that damage.
23.
That's it. Off of 68s. That still fucks his world up, and he's dead. This is Mark.
I look over at Kale, and I say, you may want to record this. That is 17.
That's a hit.
31.
31. Wow. You fucking vaporized that dude. Next up is the other droidica. He will attack you, Mark. He missed. All right, Chubrub, it's back to you.
I'm going to kind of dig my heels into Kale's ribs and say,
forward!
And wait for him to move forward.
Wow. Sometimes you're the horse, sometimes you're the queen.
I mean, my speed is four.
So that's all you're doing?
Yeah, I'm just going to wait. I'm going to wait for him to move. I'm going to wait for him to move. So. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's my turn?
It's your turn.
I'm going to go forward, I guess. Just, like, stumble forward. I'm going to move up by, move up by Willie. I guess you're on my back, so
yeah.
You're right behind.
So,
and then I'm going to grip the big nasty over there.
Okay.
34.
Nice.
That's a successful force grip.
15 points of grip damage, and I'm going to keep it going.
Okay.
And now Caleb gets to shoot him in the face.
Yeah, I can shoot him. Yeah, and I'm going to use a piercing hit. Is it 26?
Hit.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Got
rolled
twice for two shots.
Two shots.
Two shots. Shots. Okay, that is shots, 11. Shots. The next one.
That's a miss.
Well, can't win them all. 17. 17 damage.
17 damage, nice. All right, next up is Sawbone.
I'm going to take aim and use Deadeye and shoot the one that's on down one on the condition track right in the face. 26.
Hit.
Time for you boys to power down.
30.
Okay, still good. Still enough to kill him. All right, next up is that dude. He can't do dick. So, Willie.
And then Assault Gambit. Sawbone and the guy I'm standing next to.
Okay.
26.
I win.
Why'd you roll badly? And
26 is a
fuck. He missed anyway. Mark, it's your turn.
Can draw closer? How can I? Can I use that to get him closer to me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nat 20.
That's successful. And then you get an attack on him.
might as well go for battle strike. I mean, why not? It'll be fun.
Okay, roll your attack.
27.
That's a hit. You pull him towards you, and as he's coming towards you, you just slice him in half, and his two body parts split and fly past you.
I look around the room and I say, no one fucks with the queen.
And then just real quick, give me a perception check.
27.
Nat 20.
Nat 20 as well.
28. Okay. All of you together at the same time find the door switch. So, yeah, doors open, and there's a hallway on the other side.
It's a short hallway. You come up to a door with a panel
I knock on the door.
You don't. There's no response. Again, you're standing in front of this door. There's a panel of some sort that you could tell. Again, it's old. It's supposed to be used to open the next doorway. It is. It looks damaged. What do you guys do?
Oh, I want to kick it so badly.
The door?
The panel.
Chubrub gets out a big thing of explosives and just walks, starts walking over to it without saying anything to anyone.
Nah. Grab him by his ears.
Whoa.
Come on, buddy. Come on.
I'm pretty sure Willie can just get us in the door.
Yeah?
Soaking this dead night?
Let's just get through the door.
When was the last time we gave a door panel like a, just a good roundhouse kick?
Oh, you should do that. Yeah, do it. No, I think I want to see that.
I'm trying to open it before you kick it, and then you can kick it. Okay.
Can you time it just right so that when I roundhouse kick the door, it opens? I mean, I'll roll for it. I don't give a fuck.
I'll say when.
Okay.
That is a 32.
Yeah. You'll tell him when this time?
When.
10 to do a sweet old roundhouse kick right in the smack dab middle of that door.
So you hit... You get the panel, like, working again. You get it to open. You tell him when. The door starts rumbling, like it's trying to open itself, but it's kind of going slow. He kicks it.
Kia!
And, like, it must knock the door kind of back into position a little bit. So it opens up real quick. It does the... That Star Wars doors do. But his foot somehow kind of, like, sticks to the door a little bit. Like, it's just the momentum of it moving up kind of pulls you up with it a little bit. So you fall on your ass.
Oh, shit! Oh, my sweet meats. My sweet meats.
And you guys, I guess, enter the room at this point?
Yeah, I'm just going to let me stay here on the ground. No one's going to help me up. I'm the king of pod racing, you assholes.
All right, you guys see there are three individuals kind of huddled kind of farther away from the door, kind of in a corner, almost like they're kind of hiding. One of them is behind the two in front, and he's kind of laid out. He doesn't look very good. But there's an Athorian male who is there, and he's got like a blaster in his hand, and his hand is just shaking, you know, and... He,
sugar deficiency.
He looks weak. He looks tired. They're all like just kind of dirty and grimy looking. Like they haven't changed clothes. They haven't had a shower. They look malnourished.
They've been in the shit.
They've been in that room for a bit.
I think these might be the guys we're looking for. I could be wrong.
And the authority is like, who sent you?
Somebody called for a rescue squad.
I'm the Queen of Naboo.
Good God. That didn't take long at all.
I'm the Queen of Naboo.
Let's not waste time.
I literally walk in the room. I lift the visor up and I go, hey, I'm the Queen of Naboo. I just got to make sure you three are aware that I am the Queen of Naboo.
To be continued next time on 8-Bit Saga presents Shadow of the Old Republic.
Queen of Naboo's on point.
Yeah. I like this version of Sawbone. Punny.